Hello, CEOs. Welcome back. So glad to have you here. Today, I want to ask you, do you feel like you're the bottleneck in your business? Do you have those days when you feel like you just can't move forward because everything is sitting and waiting for you? You have to approve it. You have to look at it. You have to do something with it before things can move forward. If this is true, I want you to tune into today's episode because today we're going to be asking ourselves, are you the bottleneck? And if you are, what can you do about it? And I want you to know that so many business owners feel that they're in this position. So if this is you and you're raising your hand over there, don't be alarmed. This is very, very, very common. Where we're in a state where almost everything in our business or too much in our business has to be approved or looked at before our team can move forward. And of course, we can all see what that creates, right? It's an ever-growing to-do list for you and no more time off for you. You as CEO end up in the seat of putting out the fires and maybe possibly even doing other people's work, even when you may have a team in place. So it not only stifles the team members which you hired to do that work, it also stifles you. So I want you to ask yourself, what would happen to your business if you were able to delegate more and much better? Yes, that old word, delegate. And I know for some of you, this brings up bad thoughts and memories. Because perhaps you've tried delegating something in the past and it didn't work out as well as you hoped it would. You were frustrated that you didn't get what you wanted back from your team member, and possibly you ended up resenting that you even bothered to delegate to them in the first place. And you may even be in a state where you're convincing yourself that, you know what, it's easier for me to just do it myself than to get someone else to do it. Or maybe you're feeling like, maybe I'm not a good manager and leader because I can't seem to delegate and have this work out right. Well, truth bomb, friends. The problem is not that you're a bad manager. The problem is that you're probably doing what I call, air quotes, drive-through delegating. Yes. Drive-through delegating, probably a term you haven't heard before because I just made it up. But let me explain what I mean. Imagine that you're in the car, you got your kids and you're in a rush and you're just going to stop at the drive-through to pick up some food before you head off to whatever activity they're doing. And so you roll through the drive-through up to the order window, quickly mumble something that you'd like, roll up to the payment window and pay. And within a few short minutes, your order's ready, you take your food, and you drive off in a flash. You're gone so quickly that the staff working at the drive-thru can barely remember the color of your car, what you look like, if you had kids in the back, or even what you ordered. This is drive-thru delegation. As you drive by, you give your team member some mumbled quick order, and then you're gone into the dust. The team members received your order and really has no idea what to do with it. And even though their desire is to please you and to do a good job, they're literally standing there with, I don't know, shoulders. There's just a whirlwind of you rolling in, ordering something, and rolling out. And your team members don't know what a job well done is supposed to look like. They don't have enough information on how to proceed. And honestly, they're scared that they might mess up. They don't know when the task that you mumbled to them needs to be done by. And therefore, they're not able to prioritize what should be done first, or second, or third. They really wish they had some more guidance from you on how to do this thing. But they're nervous to ask you for any more details because they don't want to bother you and they know you're really busy and this is just going to set you back more. Does this situation sound familiar? This is what happens frequently in our small businesses. We as CEO know what we want done, but we're using drive-by delegation to pass that on to our team members. And usually what happens is that our team member tries to do a little bit on their own and hopes that maybe you'll be happy with the end result. And sometimes that might lead the team member down some rabbit hole, and 2 weeks later they might present what you wanted from them. But they didn't know that it was actually needed in a day, so they bring it late as far as you're concerned. And of course, your reaction? I mean, 2 weeks, it's late and it's not even done the way I wanted it to be done. Why should I bother? Why should I pay someone else to do this when I can do it better, faster, and cheaper? I know many of you listening has said that to yourself before. And typically what happens next is that we as the CEOs take the work back, we fire the team member, and we start doing it ourselves. We get into busy work mode, we're doing all the maintenance tasks, we've pushed the growth tasks aside, and we're stuck. Our business is not growing and not moving forward. And then we may decide to start looking again at some point for that, air quotes, unicorn team member who will solve all our problems. I want to be honest here, friends. This situation of drive-through delegation is as much our fault as it is the team member. And if we continue to delegate this way, we're going to get the same result. No matter who the team member is, the next unicorn team member is going to have the same feelings and give us the same result if we delegate the same way. Okay, so what needs to shift? What needs to change? What can be done differently to produce different results? I like to call this leveraging your delegation. Remember leverage, right? Got that in physics class. It's the ability to multiply the outcome of one's efforts without a corresponding increase in input. Better results with less effort. That means you can scale your business and get your freedom back. So part of leveraging your team is to leverage the way you delegate. And friends, it doesn't matter the size of your business. You can have one part-time contractor for 5 hours a week, or you can have a team of 7 full-time employees. The way you delegate makes a difference. When you leverage your delegation, it means you have a process for communicating to your team members. Clear goals and outcomes for the tasks that you want them to do. Your team has access to you to get their questions answered. And when you have this back and forth, that's when you get the work back from your team the way you wanted it. In the time frame you wanted it, maybe even ahead of time, according to your specifications, and possibly even better than you thought it would be. Learning how to shift this way of delegation changes everything for the better. It means that you can stop working evenings and weekends and have time during your week to focus more on the vision for your business, because you're not stuck in the weeds and putting out daily fires. And for your team members, it means they have a time to think and to grow and to produce quality work and to use their skills that they were given. But the truth is, most of us as entrepreneurs haven't been taught how to delegate strategically, how to communicate what we want to our team members, how to be realistic about our deadlines, and how to coach our team members along the way. But friends, I'm here to tell you that when you do this, It allows you to let go of micromanaging your team. It allows you to focus your time on those growth activities. So, so important for you as CEO. Think of delegation as an opportunity for you to empower your team, for you to distribute the workload in your business. Not so you're doing all the work, but to distribute it and for you to focus on those higher level tasks. Delegation is the cornerstone of all sustainable and scalable businesses. Because without being able to delegate, your business relies solely on you. Everything that needs to be done in the business is going to be done by you if you're not delegating. And this is obviously going to restrict your growth potential and restrict your freedom. So today I want to go over 4 ways that you can delegate effectively without micromanaging your team, without using drive-by delegation. The first one is to trust your team. Trust is so, so important here. It's really the foundation of successful delegation. You have enough confidence in your team's abilities. You hired them because they had certain skills and aptitudes. You need to trust that they'll deliver on the desired outcomes. You have to give them some autonomy and allow them to take ownership of their assigned tasks. So yes, you delegate the task to them. You're clear in your communication. You're clear in your expectations. And then you step away. You step away and let them shine. You step away and let them do what they need to do. You give them space while being available if they have questions to ask you on certain things. Trust your team. You have to trust that they're going to do the task as you request it. The second one, set clear boundaries. We talk about boundaries a lot on this podcast, but it's not boundaries in terms of your work life. You want to set clear boundaries that have to do with the task. You want to set guidelines for each task, how it's going to be done, when it's going to be done, what things and what details need to be looked at as they're doing the task. This is your process behind how to do the task. These are your SOPs, your standard operating procedures. So you want to make sure those are in place so that when your team member gets a task from you, there's also some sort of instructions and boundaries and expectations on how this task should be done. You also want to define the level of authority and decision-making power that your team members have. And you need to be clear on what those are so that your team members understand the limits of their responsibilities. So here's an example. I work with a client. She has an executive assistant. The executive assistant has very clear boundaries on how to schedule things in her calendar. Mondays are for this. I don't want meetings back to back. I need X amount of time between meetings. Tuesdays can only have these type of meetings. If something comes up, you can put it here on Wednesdays. Very clear boundaries so that her executive assistant can go and be autonomous and book that calendar the way that CEO wants it booked. Setting clear boundaries, very, very important. Making sure that the team members you have know how far they can go and where they have to cross the line and ask you for help. Number 3, provide support and resources. Again, this goes back to our drive-through delegation, right? Well, I want you to do this and walk away. That's not providing any support and any resource to the team member. So when you're delegating, you want to ensure that your team member has what's necessary to accomplish their tasks. This could be that they can log in to the correct software tools. This could be that they have the instructions on how you want this done. This could be that they're clear on when this needs to be done by. Provide that support and resources so that they can go and do the task. Be available to answer their questions and offer guidance and assistance when needed. But you have to give them the right tools and support to allow their growth and their confidence to foster. And the fourth tip for effectively leading, delegating to your team without micromanaging is to encourage open communication. It's important that you create a safe space for your team to be able to share progress, provide updates, ask for help or clarification, and to provide feedback. You don't want your team meetings to be a lecture where you are talking for the whole time, telling your team members how to do X, Y, and Z. You want it to be an open space where they feel free to provide their suggestions and give ideas, ask for help when they need it, etc. So I want you to book time in your schedule for these regular check-ins with your team. It helps to maintain everyone on the same path, the same page, and in alignment. It also helps to address any potential issues before they grow and become bigger. A lot of us are working remotely, and our teams are also remote. And so it's important that your team has a connection and feels valued and honored to be part of your team. Remember that effective delegation really is a balance between giving your team autonomy and providing the necessary support. And this might look different for each team member, depending on their role, their skills, their confidence level, etc. But that's something that you have to sort out as CEO. You need to know where your team, each team member may need some more support and guidance, and where you can step away and back off and let them shine. You want your team to thrive and step into their real potential. And you do that by effectively delegating and avoiding micromanagement. So I hope these tips were helpful for you. And I'd love you to pop in the Facebook group and share an experience when you delegated something and it went well. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Stay tuned and we'll see you next week.